Injection, fellas.
Are we on the air?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here comes up. Here comes up. Here comes up.
Y'all don't really want it like that.
Yeah.
Here comes up.
I received a visit and a letter from the governor of New York, but I've forgotten what that letter said.
Yes.
But there was another letter.
All right.
It came from a little girl, a young girl, who was a student at the White Plains High School. And I looked at that letter, and I'll never forget it. It said simply, "Dear Dr. King, I am a ninth grade student at the White Plains High School." She said, "While it should not matter, I would like to mention that I'm a white girl. I read in the paper of your misfortune and of your suffering. And I read that if you had sneezed, you would have died. I'm simply writing you to say that I'm so happy that you didn't sneeze. And I want to say tonight, I want to say tonight that I too am happy that I didn't sneeze, because if I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1962 when Negroes in All Bennett, Georgia decided to straighten their backs up. And whenever men and women straighten their backs up, they are going somewhere, because a man can't ride your back unless it is bent. If I had sneezed, if I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been here in 1963. Black people of Birmingham, Alabama, aroused the conscience of this nation, brought into being the civil rights bill. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have had a chance later that year in August to try to tell America about a dream that I had had. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been down in Selma, Alabama to see the great movement there. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been in Memphis to see a community rally around those brothers and sisters who are suffering. I'm so happy that I didn't sneeze. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will, and He's allowed me to go up to the mountain, and I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
Go ahead, go ahead.
So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
All right. right, y'all. Hey, good afternoon out there, and welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And that was a little thing from Martin Luther King called I Have Been to the Mountaintop. Hey, with today being the day, I couldn't help but play something like that, y'all. You know what I mean? Because we're going to talk about that mountaintop. We're going to talk about that dream. We're going to talk about those things compared to where we are today. That's right. So I'm ready. Y'all hope y'all ready too. Hey, today is January 21st, the third Monday in January, the Monday that's set aside for the celebration of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy. Whew, okay, I got out now. Here we go. All right, once again, like I do every show now, you know, I have to put my disclaimer out there. You know, the shows that we cover, you know, maybe have some touchy subjects, and we get in some very dicey conversation, okay? Now, so if you may be offended, if you become offended, or we may touch on something that you feel, you know, we shouldn't touch on, I do apologize. However, this is a show where we and I say we really bring forth what we need to for everybody to get an education and learn and hopefully get out there and do some things with each other, you know, with the community. Okay, so with that being said, you know, if some kind of way we offend you, I do apologize, but that's not going to stop us from saying what we need to say. All right? Okay, now that's not to say it's going to be profanity laden and all that, because we don't do that here. We try not to. But in case, you know, some slip through, I do apologize. All right? All right. Now, with that being said, let's get on with the get on. Once again, I want to thank everybody for joining us today on Let's Talk. Okay, this is Monday, January 21st, 2013. I am your host, Eric Jackson. And if you want to join in the conversation, no problem. Give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or join me in the chat room. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ericjackson62. Or you can sign into just your local social media site, Facebook, MySpace, whatever, and join me in the chat room. We have conversations going on there. Usually I have, you know, my chat room coordinator, Miss A-Nav, in there, but she seems to be out on vacation today. But don't worry, I'm still in the chat room, so I got y'all. All right? Or if you want to leave a comment or suggest a topic for the show, just go to my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com, and we'd be more than happy to do some things there. Oh, yeah, and there's Twitter. Maybe not forget Twitter, at Driven4FORLife62. All right, now that we have all those particular commercially-like type things out of the way, let's get on talking about some things here that I want to talk about. Now, over the weekend, you know, it was hard being that it was Open Mic Monday, and I was thinking, man, when am I going to start the show off with? You know, we had the Mateo mess that's going on. Then, you know, there's still Lance Armstrong hanging around. Plus a couple other things, you know, just story-wise in the nation. But there were so many stories and ideas that I just was having a problem trying to figure out which one I was going to use. But, however, the more I thought about it, you know, I just couldn't. I just could not do a show without mentioning something about how significant today is. Okay? What today is supposed to be about. Yes, I couldn't do that. You know, and I'm sure, because I was working toward it, I don't need to say it, you know, because today is going to be, it's all on television. But the more I thought about it, the more questions came up in my head. And those are the questions that we're going to start the show off with. And I hope, you know, as we go on, we get some callers, you know, who can explain, not explain, but express their thoughts and beliefs and what have you on the subject as well. Because I know there are some others have questions out there. So we're going to see if we can't get to it today, find you some solutions to it. All right. Today has been set aside to honor the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And Mr. King was a man who embodied the spirit and fight of the civil rights movement. You know, in one of his speeches, in two of his speeches, as he said, I have been to the mountaintop and seen the promised land. That was his words. He's been to the mountaintop. He's seen it. He saw the promised land. We're going to come back to that promised land in a minute, okay? The day also marks the second inauguration of the first black president of the United States of America. All right, the second, not the first, the first term. This is his second term. Not only is he the first African-American to be elected as president, he also has been elected to a second term. Don't get it wrong now. Don't get it twisted. You know, it is a great thing to say that one of our own is in the White House. However, because of this, because it's this simple fact right there that we so-called have one of our own in the White House. Okay. Now, if anybody watched the speech this morning and as they panned through the crowd, what did you notice? You noticed a lot of black Americans out there waving their flags. You know, you saw them out there cheering. At one point, they had to, you know, he had to stop for a moment because they was going, Obama, 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 you know, had the little chant going. You know, because, yes, it is something to be proud to have a black man in office. It is. I'm not gonna kill that thought process right there because it is. However, my question to you as black Americans is, has the black community, have we forgotten that there is still a lot of work left to be done? Just because this man is in office has been elected for a second term, it's kind of the feeling that, you know, we through. We you know, we have accomplished what we needed to accomplish. And that is so far from the truth. So far from the truth. You know, if one man has stood on a mountaintop and he's seen the promised land, now that was Martin Luther King said, he's seen it. Why are we so happy to be still on the mountaintop? Ooh, I know I don't upset somebody there. Now, I'm gonna tell you, yes, we still on the mountaintop. Just because President Obama has been elected doesn't mean we've come off that mountaintop. We're still up there looking because we haven't hit the promised land yet. You know, everybody yelling, this is history. This is history. As he walked down the stairs now, you know, getting ready to do the parade, look. But yet we still have a lot of work left to do. I know. Now, don't get me wrong, though. Don't get me wrong. You know, as black Americans, we have come a long way. Okay, we have. Let's face it. We have come a long way to go, but we still have a long way to go. We do. We have a long way to go still. But yet it seems as though, you know, as I watch this, you know, you got the military and they salutes and what have you, and everybody's walking and doing their thing. But once this is over with, once all this ceremonial stuff is over with, what do we do then? Huh? What do we do then? Because we still have a long way to go, y'all. I know a lot of y'all not really on that. y'all not really on that. But I'm going to tell you, we still have a long way to go. You know, a long way. Is it to the point now we are just content with where we are right now? This is it. Is this the promised land that Dr. King was referring to? Is this it? Is this the promised land? Is this as far as we're going to go? We have a black president in the White House, United States of America. We have a black president. Is this the promised land that that Dr. King was referring to? Is it? Y'all tell me, 347-838-8622. Give me a call and let me know. Because I want to know what you think about this. Because apparently it is, because everybody's celebrating. We waving flags and... Is this the promised land? Have we finally made the promised land? And see, in the chat room, let's see, Bible Truth by Benny said, that's a gross understatement to say we have a long way to go. Well, that's right. But apparently there are some individuals out there, Benny, that feel like we've reached the top. We're there now. No one said we've gone to the promised land, but a lot of them believe that we are because we have a black president. We have a one of our own, as they would like to say, one of our own in office. But Benny said, that's a gross understatement to say we have a long way to go. Well, Benny, let me know. What should I say, Benny, if it's a gross understatement? That we have a hell of a way to go. Wow. And here's another thing. There are many marches taking place throughout the country, or have taken place at 2 o'clock. I'm sure a lot of them have taken place now. Okay, throughout our country. And I understand everybody wants to pay homage to Dr. King. No problem. I understand that. And you know, here's my question on that one. It's fine. You march once a year. You march once a year. You know, that most of the time between that and February, that's the only time we hear anything about anybody doing anything in the black community, period. Of course, because, you know, February is supposed to be Black History Month, correct? I'm just saying, y'all. But what about paying homage every day? If you want to pay homage to Dr. King, how about doing something every day in your community to help the community? Wouldn't that be a better way to pay homage? No, getting out in the community and doing things to help better the black community instead of just marching once a year. And something that has not, listen to what I'm about to say. I'm telling you, I'll make some of y'all mad today, but it's okay. Marching once a year in something that has not helped to accomplish, improve, or change anything for the better in the black community across the United States. So, why? Why are you marching? Why? Are we marching to the promised land? Huh? Are we marching to the mountaintop? Are we headed up top to that mountaintop? Are we marching up there now? If that's what we're doing, why are we marching? Most of you marching just to say you did it. Why, you know, Martin Luther King, I was in the parade, or I walked. But why? What purpose was that serving? What purpose is that serving? You marching, what you marching for? In remembrance of a man that gave his life, right? That's what you marching for? But yet, once a year, you feel like you have done your civic duty to the black community by getting in there marching in the Martin Luther King Jr. Day Parade. You feel like you have marched and you have done what you needed to do. And because you have done that, you are happy with where we are as a people now. Why are you out there marching? What has marching accomplished? Let's be real. Really? What has marching accomplished anytime lately? What? Black unemployment rate is high as hell, twice the national average. We still have black youth, killing each other on a daily basis. In Chicago alone, you know, they set in history with the amount of killings that's going on. And we're not just talking about each other, killing each other. That's what we're talking about. I see your pinky out there. I'll get you in a minute, bro. You know I'm going to get you on. But yet, we're happy with this marching thing that's going on. And this once a year type of thing. Every third month, every third Monday in January, we know we're going to do some marching. We're going to march. Yes, we're going to go from the bridge over here, and we're going to march all the way down to this park over here. Then we all going to get in our cars and go to hell home. That's all I'm saying. Lord have mercy. Well, I see my phone lines are opening up here. So let me bring Mr. Pianki and my other caller in. Hey, Pianki, how you doing, man?
Hello, Eric. How you doing, man? You been marching?
I'm doing fine. Yeah. Oh, 111, you're on the line. How you doing today?
Yeah, good. Are you speaking to me?
Yes, I am, Mr. Solution. How are you?
Okay, yeah. Good Monday. Good start of the week to you. Hi, Pianki.
Hello. How you doing, Rich?
I'm doing excellent. I'll let you take first crack. I know you warmed up already. You were on that... Bed Winch's show. So go ahead.
No, I would tell him, Eric, he looked like he's been boxing this picture he has on here. What's the matter, Eric?
Been boxing on what picture, man?
The picture at the top.
I probably was, man. Boxing, the ignorance and the stupidity that I have to deal with as far as our people on a daily basis, man. I'm boxing all the time. That's why I'm bringing the boom.
I wanted to say this. If they had if they said that they had blacks congregated there on the mall for the inauguration again, but I said that if they had an inauguration every day this month, blacks would still flock there. Do you think?
Okay, you kind of broke up a little bit. Say that again.
I said that blacks, if they would have a presidential Obama inauguration every day this month, that crowd would still flock there every day to see it.
Some of them probably would. Yeah. Yeah. Some of them probably would. But, you know, that's a whole nother story right there.
So let's hear what Mr. Solution has to say.
Mr. Solution?
No, I disagree that that's another story. That's actually the story. The fact is that they're overly invested in emotionalism and symbolism and entertainment. That's entertainment for those people. I mean, to be around that kind of power and to have, say, the finger of God having, you know, reached out through someone they can possibly identify with, you know, I understand that. And that's not a bad thing for America, given its sordid history. However, I think of the analogy immediately like a child just feasting off of dessert. You know, that's going to be a very, very sick child, and it's a sick parent that allows a child to just consume dessert. But, you know, all children, or most children, would prefer to eat just dessert. Do you find many kids that wouldn't enjoy just dessert all the time? So I used to dream of it. In fact, I still do. But I don't. I don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Fact of the matter is, if there's no guidance, and like I encourage people to listen to Stacey's show. Now, she banned me for calling her the B word, which she was the epitome of. And I think that's a good word, the two B words, you know, the B, biatch, and the bastard. Those are two very good words. They're very good. Why are they good? Because they have a sting. But the fact of the matter is those people get over there and analyze the entire world's situation and go home to a friggin' dump.
Hmm.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. And you're talking about all the killing of black life. It's because blacks don't value their own lives. They're the one that's doing it. I mean, who can you blame besides them? Now, what I encourage the men to do is exactly what Pianki said. Now, he may have been tongue-in-cheek when he said this, and he can corroborate it one way or the other, but he said, I inspired him to go to Africa and find a wife. Do you recall him saying that?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
I did it too.
Now, I have encouraged other up-and-coming black men. Now, men of all races are doing it, certainly white men, but America has become a bitch training ground. And what has happened is, you know, the women have been taught to fight the men. That's their modus operandi. And so what the men are going to have to do, I gave them some places where they could go. They don't even have to have a passport. They don't have to sponsor the woman. Because if you bring a woman from another country, you've got to sponsor her. But I gave them U.S. territories and even one non-contiguous state of the United States, which would be, you know, Hawaii. I said the U.S. Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, Guam, American Samoa. You can go there without a passport. You don't need a passport. And you can connect with women who are professionals there. And then these women can come here because they are citizens. You guys know that people from Puerto Rico are citizens, correct?
Correct. I do know that, yeah.
Okay. And those women in those areas, I'm not saying they're perfect. We're not talking about a panacea here. But those women do have a better social grounding. They have more respect for their men, and they're more likely to work with their men. And they're more likely to work with any man that they connect with. And I told them, since they don't have jobs, matchmaking is a big business. Look at Match.com. Look at eHarmony. You know, most of us either know about it or have been on it at some time. And, of course, you got a lot of these ne'er-do-well black men, drifters. They talk a lot of crap, but they don't have two nickels to rub together. Some of them could actually become proficient in a societal-building enterprise. And someone would have to get up off their ass and go there. I was reading this article about Blame It on Rio. And all of this connects with the main gist of this subject, with this main subject matter. We just have to understand
right
these connections. They could get up off their dusty asses. They're sitting around complaining about, say, black American women. Black American women have no incentive to be in healthy relationships with black American men. They don't. They won't even talk to you when you're dealing with real issues. They're not going to do it. And, of course, so these men could go there, get their asses there, put some boots on the ground, as it were, get some contacts in that country, and then they could arrange it with a hotel and have meetings where people meet. And have now, people can do what they want to do, but it would be taught, it would be encouraged that the men and women need to talk and try to establish some boundaries and get to know each other. That's what has to happen. I know a lot of people say, well, it's a meat market. Fuck, the world is a meat market. Get over it. So they're going to have to, you know, and they could have seminars, make it very, you know, have an intellectual component, have a didactic component. You know, you could get legitimate people, attorneys, teachers. A lot of them are unemployed. A lot of these people could work in this industry, in the relationship industry. And then they could actually, you know, start forming businesses. See, because you're not going to form businesses if you don't have good relationships. End of story. You're going to continue to boycott each other. And all I'm telling the men, I'm not even talking to the women, because the women aren't going to agree with you. I'm just talking to the men who have, you know, who want to do something better. And I told these guys this who were gathered around the show. They remind me of magpies on a high-tension line. They're just sitting around, you know, swapping bullshit stories. Do something. Get up off your ass. What do you think about that?
I think that makes a whole hell of a lot of sense.
And remember, a dream is something you do while you are asleep. A vision is something you have while you are awake. So get a vision. What Dr. King said was fantastic. And you need to help fulfill that by, you know, that would be your service to both yourself and your community. Find you some women. These women here, what do they say? When the horse is dead, remember to dismount. That's an important understanding. They're still trying to ride a dead horse.
Hold on, we got somebody else want to come in. I want to say welcome to Joe also. 202, you're on the air. What's on your
man,
mind?
I
thanks
love,
for joining.
I love this show. I love listening to Richard, Mr. Solutions talk. He says a lot of interesting things. And he makes me think about what he's saying sometimes. He gives me a different perspective on a lot of things.
Well, Double but, up, what's up, man? I'm going to say, you know, and I like the other guys, but you're the only guy with a pinpoint position. You're the only one that comes through hitting the fucking bullseye. Those other guys, for the most part, and they're nice guys. I like those guys.
Those guys are
playing grab ass. They're not really, and I was just trying to motivate them, you know, with a little bit of intelligent insight.
It's not going to happen, Richard. You know why? Because those guys are always looking for approval of females to act.
I know.
And I'm always telling them, you know, these you know, when the white man is going to do something, build a building or do something, or Asian man, he doesn't consult with these females to do something. He just does it. And That's exactly.
And, what do you think about that, Eric? What do you think? Is this an alien idea here that's being
No, it's definitely not an alien idea. No.
Yeah, I know guys, like I talk to guys sometimes. I'm sorry for interrupting you, Double Up. I just want to make this point. I'm talking to guys sometimes. They say, oh, let's get a woman's view. I say, fuck that.
You don't need a woman's permission?
Who are you, a boy?
Here's what kills me. I actually heard Sergeant Willie Pete say this. A very, very interesting comment he made. He says, a lot of black women want us to lead the communities, but they don't want us to lead our households. It doesn't make any sense. And he actually put his finger right on it, man.
That's funny. I like
it. It is funny. I think black men, I'm a black man. Man, we need to start, we need to really start being men and controlling our communities. And a lot of black men out here lack the balls to lead.
And that's what I was motivated to Tobias. Now, he talks about having been all around the world, and that's true, T. Smitty. And I like T. Smitty. Those guys on that show. I think all of those are quality guys. But I pointed them out as exhibits A, B, C, and so on and so forth. None of these guys could find a quality woman. So what are they complaining about? There are no quality women. Your observation is correct.
Wait a minute.
Remember,
there are quality women. If you
well, let them out. Let them step
quality.
Forward.
If you make them quality, you have a quality woman.
Well, who's speaking, first of all? Who is this?
I don't need no introduction. My name is...
GB! Remember, you were ripped a new asshole last night by Debbie Daly.
I hope you
listen to that tape last night. She said you were now, I'm just putting it in my words, and you know I'm an accurate interpreter, that you were a congenital liar.
Oh.
All you say, she went to your website, she pointed out that you are a liar, a habitual congenital liar. But nevertheless, go ahead.
Well, wait a minute, what website?
Well, go ahead. What's your point? Oh, yes, Goofy. This is the point. Now, I think Goofy stood up as a pussy. Goofy was evidently campaigning to fuck a woman. That's all I could see his defending her. Because this woman is psychotic. She happens to be a woman who calls herself white, but she's psychotic, bathtub girl. And I asked, now Bathtub Girl creates pornographic movies. Are you aware of that, Goofy Bone?
Everyone has their downfalls. Come on, Mr. Salute.
I just asked you the question. Were you aware that she is participating in and continuing to produce pornographic movies. And she is a mother, I understand. Were you aware of that or not?
According to the great Debbie Daly, I have a website too. But, yes, I was aware of that.
Okay,
I'm
so
aware
you understand
today.
A woman who's – you understand that respect has to be deserved, correct?
Respect is given when it is given.
Respect has to be earned. In other words, you understand that concept, correct?
Well, when you give respect, it's given right back.
You're not understanding me here. You're blocking.
Wait a minute.
I'm trying to get you some.
I'm saying your version is in my version, so it's the same thing.
Okay. What I'm telling you is that
a
woman like Bathtub Girl does not deserve respect. And what my best respect for her is to not even speak to her because she's beneath my conversation. And furthermore, she doesn't want to learn anything. She said, I would like her if I got to know her. I detest her the more I get to know her.
Now, are you kicking Bathtub Girl in the teeth to defend the great Debbie Daly, or you're just doing
I'm
this
I'm simply
on your
talking
own
about
way.
Her behavior based on my personal experience with Bathtub Girl.
Well, come on, Mr.
Bathtub Girl.
You're
going to
come on
like
the
this.
Blog Talk Radio and you act like you're going to get some civilized people on here?
Well, what are you trying to do, cut me off at the knees?
No, I wouldn't. See, Mr. Solutions, you got to understand. There's people. Let's do the pyramid effect, okay? We'll put you at the top, Mr. Solutions, since you are the most educated man here at Blog Talk Radio.
Well, that's not true, but I appreciate the comment.
No, you know what? I actually listen to Blog Talk. And I think I would put Mr. Solution at the very top. He's one of the most articulate, thoughtful men on Blog Talk. I would probably put him the top one or two.
No. There's nobody. I'm sorry. I'm going to put him up there. Boom. There you are, Mr. Solution.
We didn't put Mr. Solution up there at the top. Okay, move on.
Okay,
move
you're
on.
At the top, Mr. Solution. Okay.
She's
all the way at the bottom. Okay, she gets to kiss the ground, okay, because she's that close to the bottom. Okay, now you got to understand, for her to get to your level, Mr. Solutions, you would die and probably 1,000 years later, you know, she would get to that level, but, you know.
Well, Goofy, look, I appreciate the compliment, but let me just do an end run around you and say this because I see where you're going. We are better off assembled here than being out in the street. I agree. Many of the people on Blog Talk Radio, the world is a better place that they are assembled on their phones talking to each other, you know, talking into the ether, as it were, and communicating with each other than being out on the street. I agree with you 100%. In fact, we made that point last night.
I actually would concur.
I don't even know why I even have to explain to you, Mr. Solutions. You already know everything.
Well, not everything. No. Come on, Goofy.
come on.
All right.
No, I'm talking about the scenarios and everything. But let's get back to the show.
Sure.
Let's get back to reality here, okay?
What's the topic for the show?
Well,
it's open topic.
Yeah, it's open
forum.
Topic.
It's open mic. But the point of it is all of this, let me tell you something, and I'll just share this with you briefly. In physics, they have two theories that explain about 95% of reality. One is called the theory of relativity, general relativity. That deals with the macro level, the very large. The other is quantum mechanics, which deals with a million of a millionth of an inch, where things are, you can't, you know, predict things reliably. You can only predict what they call probability. And they're looking for the theory of everything, which is supposed to be string theory. Now, with respect to people, when you see the connections between previously unconnectable things, when you understand how everything works and flows together, the better you understand reality. And that's what we're trying to do here. A lot of people don't understand reality because they don't understand the connection between things. And that's going to be very, very crucial going forward.
Wow, that's deep. Hey, Mr. Solutions, look, the reason why I'm on these shows and people don't like me, I have a reason why I'm the way I am. I honestly believe that the destruction of the black race is imminent. I think within 70 or 80 years, we're going to be gone. Irrelevant, we're going to be something like Brazil. And I honestly believe, I really believe it. I really believe that feminism, women raising boys, is going to destroy mankind. I really believe it, bro. I honestly believe this. A lot of white men believe this shit, too. It is a...
Well, it's repairable. I'm a practical, I'm a pragmatic optimist. Pragmatic optimist.
It can be, but you know what? It's going to take men to do it. Men
oh, yeah,
are
that's the reason
to,
I say,
men,
you don't need to consult women for anything.
We don't have to consult women. We have, men, we have to find, black men, we have to find solutions to this. We have to rebuild our families, man. We have to deal with the modern-day American black woman. We have got to deal with her ass. If we don't deal with her, she is going to destroy us completely. I mean, society is already fracturing right now. It's falling apart.
Well, I wrote a paper, actually. It was called, the Independence of the Black Male in America. And it was basically patterned after the Declaration of Independence. You know, you state your case. It's very crucial to state your case openly so everybody can review it. Now, they can disagree with it if they want, but at least they understand your position in a perspicuous manner. All right. So what I pointed out is that black women, based on their behavior that they have modeled over the years, now, not all of them, but I'm going to say about 95%, and somebody said to the lady yesterday, if you saw how we rectified that, she ended up asking, I believe his name is Ronan or Nonan. I can't hear them articulate it clearly. But at any rate, I think it's Nonan, right?
Ronan.
He said, I'm going to ask you out on a date, and I'm going to pay. Case closed. That at least got the ball rolling, and that was easy for her to do. And what I said to her, because I think they live in different states, well, that's a wonderful overture. But just do it with a guy there in your local area. You'll have a greater effect.
That's right.
And
see,
so,
we aren't in – you know what? We aren't in – we you know, as black folks, we don't have relationships anymore. That's pretty much dead. What we have is offers and propositions. You know, if you have this, then she'll do this. If you offer this, she'll do that. If she offers this, she'll do that. We don't have communications. We're not building a structure anymore. We're not doing any of that. We aren't building families. We have baby daddies, baby mamas. We have these blended families. It's not workable.
Women are running things, and that's true in America.
Things.
You know, they turn the power over to women.
Over to the females for some reason. I don't know why. Males
well, I can
don't
tell
understand
you why.
That we have we
one,
have more. We have to exercise our power a little bit more.
Right. Well, men sat back and allowed it to happen. It started with the pussification of men. And then, of course, what it does, see, women are easier to manipulate. That's why most of your black churches are occupied by females. Females are easy for the pastor to manipulate and to run game on. He can get money out of them. See, most of them don't read their Bibles, so they won't confront him. And most of them are in love with him. They're part of his harem, okay? And so it's easier for him to manipulate these women. This is the reason I say to men need to get an agenda. Right. They need to develop a mission. What is your mission as a man? And you should be working with other men. Trying to get women to agree with you, it's DOA. It's dead on arrival. They're not going to agree because they're your nemesis. They're there to antagonize and to disrupt and to overthrow whatever it is that you're trying to build. You have to learn to to step around them, and that's why. See, if the woman sees a man exercising power And I mean real power. I'm not talking about being abusive to the women or anybody. That's not what I'm talking about. But I am saying you should look at black American women in your fucking rearview mirror. They should be behind you. Because they're not with you anyway. Get your ass to these other areas where there are better quality women, where you can at least have a dialogue. You can open the conversation. And there you can get women with good professions, you know, that are transferable here. Now, I also made the argument that most people are not going to leave the country. Dunn was raising the issue that the men would just stay in those areas. And I say, no, most people won't even leave their neighborhood or their state. So they're not going to leave the country. And there are many successful men here in America, and all they need are good women. You could have major hotels. I don't know if you heard me at first. You could get your professionals, your educators in there. You could get your attorneys where they could explain the, you know, the marital situation and also set up prenuptial agreements. You've got to legitimize your enterprise.
Really?
Wow.
You can get business people. You can really do this thing in a very organized and progressive way. Now, if some black women wanted to show themselves
Now you've done this, Mr. Solutions?
Wait a minute. Let me just make this final point. If there were women who wanted to show themselves differently, American women, whether black or whatever, then they could step up. They could step up to the plate. No one is preventing them from doing it. Go ahead.
Now you've done this, Mr. Solutions?
No, he's just putting out a vision.
Oh, he's putting a vision out.
He's actually putting a vision out because
it's a good
because
game
before
plan.
You. Well, before you do anything, you have to have a vision. He has some ideas about how. Because I honestly believe that for us black folks to actually progress, and we were progressing in the 50s, in the 40s. Did you know that over 90% of black kids were born within a family in 1910? I don't know if people knew that, right? We actually had families in 1910, like 90%. And we actually were making progress up until the 40s and 50s. In the 60s, something happened where we start regressing in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and that's where we're at now.
Yeah,
what happened?
Read the Daniel Patrick Moynihan report. That will explain it very well.
I'll tell you what happened. Here's what happened. Our women abandoned the black family. That's what happened. A family,
well, they
family,
did it for a reason. Like I said, are you familiar with the Moynihan report?
Yeah, I actually did read it. But they abandoned the family. Black women abandoned the family. They actually did. They bought in with the white feminist movement.
Right,
white women. That abandoned the black family.
Look,
they got if
options.
We are going, yeah.
They
had options.
They
you
were subsidized to put the man out of the home. They could not receive public assistance unless they eschewed the man, unless they expelled the man from the home. That was official policy. They could not have a man in the home. So that is one of the reasons.
But you know what? As black men, we have power too, right?
Well,
what I'm saying is,
from a historical perspective, that's fine. But I'm talking about what needs to be done today. Actually, if you go to the Department of Labor, they point out that men out-earn the women. Black men out-earn the women by one standard deviation, which is 15 percentage points. A woman earns 85 cents to a man's dollar. So men still out-earn the women. Now, we don't hear much about that, but it's due. BE, Black Enterprise, will verify that. And it's been verified over and over again. But what happens is the woman has been shown the picture of the thug, and she's been given all this power, legal power, and no responsibility. So she's operating out of the insanity that has been bestowed upon her. And I'm talking about most women. I hate to have to keep saying that, but, you know, you have these idiots. It's not all.
But you know what? We as men, black men, what we have to do as black men, we can't be listening to what white people are saying and their ideas because they don't give a damn about us. As black men, we have to form our own ideas about how to solve this problem. And what we need to do is stop supporting this bullshit. Stop supporting matriarchy, because matriarchy and patriarchy cannot coexist. It cannot coexist.
Well, you said it very well before, is that
yeah.
what you want more of, you subsidize,
yeah.
and what you want less of, you don't. And
what I want to do, here's what I want to do. Here's what I want black men to do. I want black men to stop helping black women unless they're family members. Or friends.
You know,
stop helping these women. Stop mentoring their kids from these old crazy ass, you know, 3-4 different dads, and he's in jail, and they're trying to get black men to mentor them and coaching their kids. Stop doing that stuff. Stop.
Well, why are they
leering
themselves towards that? Why are they
leering
themselves towards that?
So
It's happening right now. If you talk to black women, they're always complaining about black men aren't doing nothing. A lot of black men have come to the realization they are not going to help black women out. We're not going to coach the kids. I mean, I will coach kids if it's a collective, but we need to stop mentoring these kids, stop with these counseling, stop with the support group, because it's a dying system. We need to put an end to this system. We have to pull a plug.
Black men in America are the foretellers of what every other ethnic experience. If
canary,
they don't
canary in the coal mine.
Yeah, they're the canaries in the coal mine. So the point is, and see the shows. You guys should collaborate with other good shows. Like for example, the Men's Morning Show. They have some very bright guys on that show. And also the Larry Love Show. I was on their show several times. And one of the gentlemen said very, very, clearly, is that you should only be spending money on your business and women who are in your family, these chicken head and pigeons who are outside of your family. The discussion was how much money should be spent on a woman on a first date. And everybody licks that around the edges. I'm going to come out and say it. Not fucking zero. Zero should be spent on a date. The only money.
And why is that? Why is it zero?
I'm going to tell you.
What's wrong with me taking a broad out the Red Lobster because I don't want to eat by myself?
Because you don't know the woman. You don't owe her. You don't owe her
anything.
You don't.
Goofy Bones, Mr. Solutions.
Hey, Rich.
I think we should have a little halfway point, Mr. Solutions.
As men,
you shouldn't take a woman to a fancy restaurant first date. Take her to maybe a Starbucks. Take her to a coffee shop. Take her to a bowling alley where it's really moderately priced. Something no more than $9-$10 for on the menu. I think you could do that. Instead of taking to a nice restaurant, go someplace on the lower end, a family Italian neighborhood or whatever.
I don't even agree with that. I don't agree with it either.
Because, see, that's the problem that we have.
I don't strongly disagree with what the gentleman just said, but hopefully I can raise this to a higher level. What I'm going to suggest, if the purpose of meeting on a first date is to communicate with the person, I suggest you meet at a park or a coffee shop where communication opportunities are optimum. A lot of women are running scams and flim-flams on men, getting these free meals.
I have a name for them. They're called serial daters.
What is it for a woman to just show up on a date and fill her gullet? The point is, if she's there to get to know you. In fact, women will tell you that spending money on them is not sometimes.
Come on now.
What's that?
I'm trying to make
it. Animals sometimes.
Take them someplace on the lower end.
Wait a minute. Let me tell you. This is the reason men are fucked up. It's because they are like bitches. They don't listen. They don't know their asses from a hole in the ground. And, Goofy, let me say this to you directly. First of all, you should listen because you're not interested in a stable relationship, okay?
He doesn't have to be.
All you're interested in is...
He doesn't have to be.
That's not what this conversation is about.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, now, the point is...
I have no problem going Dutch. doesn't go away because you're starting it off.
I understand, but look, as a man, first date, it's customary. You know, a guy pays if you ask her out. You could take her someplace moderately where you're not spending more than $20 on her. You know, get a sandwich somewhere, Starbucks.
I should double up. That's not customary.
See, when you
what
do
was
that,
customary
hold
was
on,
for
hold
the woman
on.
To invite the man to his to her home, and she was to prepare a meal. Women reversed this during the feminist movement where they picked the best out of both worlds and said to men, you've got to obey them. So historically, men do not take women out to restaurants.
Well,
women invite men.
Well, you can't have it both ways. You can't have a traditional – you can't have it both ways. See, I live in the now. See, like I told you, I'm a non-traditional man. Hold up, Miss Solution, I heard you. I've been on here for like a half an hour, and I didn't interrupt you at all. I'm a non-traditional man. That means I can go Dutch. I'm with you, Mr. Solution. I'll go Dutch with somebody because if I taught traditional-wise, man has to pay for the first date, I'm starting the tradition. I'm talking about that, too.
I'm agreeing with you that you mean
exactly.
Dutch.
And I'm agreeing with you, too.
Way, right?
I agree with you, too. I go Dutch. And if a woman has a problem with that, she has a problem with me. I have no problem with that because I deal with the new woman who deals with money. But the only thing I'm saying, Mr. Solution, I agree with you. But
this is
the
Michael,
case.
Right? Oh, my God.
Yes, this is Michael. Mr.
Solution,
right,
Michael,
this is
the point, though. Okay, Dutch. No, but this is the problem, Michael. It's disgusting going Dutch. I go Dutch, too. So we agree 100%. My thing is to invite a woman to a park. If the purpose is communication, that's why we need to establish our purposes. To a park or to a coffee shop.
Look, a park is not working.
It don't matter. It can
free.
Be a restaurant, Mr. Solution.
Look,
it can be a movie. Dutch is Dutch. I understand your atmosphere.
What's
wrong with going to Red Lobster?
Well, hold up. Well, first of all, if you're a confident man and you're secure and you have your own shit,
she's
going to do that.
Discussing that with the woman. Discussing it with the woman is the difficulty for most men.
No, it's not. Hold up. It's just a Miss Solution. I don't think like that no more. There's no difficulty. What do you mean?
All you
got to
do, Michael, is ask the men. Let's ask for a survey of men who will discuss who pays on a first date.
We're talking about changing the man and what we know need to do. Let's start from the onset. Forget the relationship. We're talking about start from the onset.
That's
and
not
hold
workable.
Up. If you're not going to be taking care of a woman, why are you acting at that role that I must, keyword must, do some quote-unquote traditional way because that's the way it's supposed to be. A man's supposed to pay for the first date. Well, you're putting yourself in this type of role that she's setting up. That's what you're saying, Mr. Solution. And I'm saying I agree with you. But this is the thing, though. If we want a new type of woman, because we're asking her to be a non-traditional woman, right? If we ask her to go Dutch. If we say that, we can't expect for her
to be traditional. She works. So she's not dependent on a man for her resources.
But if she goes Dutch, and you must agree, Mr. Solution, if she goes Dutch, she's non-traditional. Even if she works, women traditionally want the man pay for the first date. That's what we're talking
hold
about.
Up,
and we're saying
up,
we have to get away from that.
Because
if we start that on the onset, we are actually playing that same role that she's going to want. You must do certain things for me. In a certain way. That's what I'm saying. That's the only thing I'm saying, Mr. Solution. I agree with you, but we have to step back and say, okay, if we don't want her to do that, act non-traditionally, she may not act a certain way as a traditional way that we as a man want a woman to do because women are different now. I live in the now. If I make $100,000, she make $100,000, I'm not paying for every day. That's the way I am, and I kick it to them real, and they respect me for that.
Yeah, but look, man. This is 2013. Certain traditions and customs die hard. Like when I get in the car, my wife gets in the car, even if it's her car or my car, she gets in the passenger seat and I get in the driver's seat. It's just traditions, customs. It's customs, man. Certain things are going to be here. I'm a man, and my wife is not a traditional woman, and I don't date traditional type women. But I will tell you, so when you ask a woman out on a date, okay, I think I don't have a problem with a man paying. Everyone has their own rules. First date, I'll pay, but I'm not taking you to some fancy restaurant where shit costs $60 for a plate. I'm taking you someplace on the lower end. I have no problem with it. I have my own rules. My rules are just is three strikes, you're out for a woman, okay?
Wait a minute.
Three strikes, you're out.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, man.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I sit here and listen to these emotional tampons far too long, man. Hey, you're not obligated to pay for a damn thing. Fuck tradition, my ass. When women decided that, hey, I want to...
I'm telling you as a man, if you ask a woman out, okay, and you try to pull
the
discussion the first day.
You just said it though, bro. If you ask a woman out, yes, if you ask her out, if you both agree mutually to go somewhere, then that's
yeah.
If you ask a woman out, hold on, I'll explain it, man.
I'm just telling you how it works in the real world if you're going to date women.
What?
Okay?
But you don't have to do that.
We're new men dealing with new type of women. If you're going to date
women,
if they
want to be new, let us be new. Shit.
Wait a minute, hold on, one at a time. But the point of it is it's not working, so we need to get a new program.
And if I can finish, what do you suggest, Mr. Solutions? Wait a minute.
Let Lo finish first.
Here's some of the ideas. I think I was called an emotional tampon. That's a first.
Well, actually, you were not called one, and stop being so goddamn it sensitive. Actually, the guy that says, hey, well, I'm still a traditional man. I'm obligated. Well, I'm married, too, and I can take it straight up. If me and my wife go somewhere in her truck, I'm getting in a passenger seat.
Not me.
So my wife automatically
gets in the passenger seat. She just does it automatically. Even if I only throw
well,
a driver, she automatically gets in the passenger seat. She says,
I'm sharing something with
and,
I settle
and,
down.
And,
the reason men die early is because of this fucked up role that they feel they have to force fit themselves into. That causes inordinate stress.
Yeah. And pressure. It's pressure. I need the pressure. But what I'm saying is, I love the new woman. If you want to make your money, fine. Look, I'm a single man. She's a single woman. I don't have to be up under her. She can have her place. She can come over here for the weekend. I can go over here for the weekend. We don't have to be underneath the time. But I'm not going to kick out. Look, when they come up with sob stories and stuff like that, I don't try to rush in to talk about I'm going to be a financial rescue for you. I say, okay, so what are you going to do about it? I'm not like that. I'm straight up. But see, when they know I have my own shit, I'm king. I'm sorry. If a man got his shit straight, you king. You should have no women problems.
Let me point something out to you, men, if I may.
I have always taken women out on meal dates and paid, so I guess I'm doing well in this.
You know what? That was a generation ago, Piyaki.
Matter of fact,
there ain't nothing wrong with a man paying for a first date.
Let me tell you, if women refuse to do it, there could be something wrong because that means the women are controlling and dominating. Now, look here, what happens is, I hope you guys can stand back and look at ourselves. Now, you have men here, grown men, a lot of successful men, and they can't decide on a model for dating.
There is no model, Mr. Solution. Everyone has a different. Everybody has a different model, and there needs to be one. No, I don't think there needs to be a model.
You're talking like a communist now, Mr. Solutions. Come on.
I don't think there needs to be a model, Mr. Solution.
Right. Yeah,
the only thing I'm saying is.
Look, but put it like this. There doesn't have to be a model. Only thing I'm saying is I'm living in the now. I'm just talking about me personally. And I'm saying if when I go to traditional ways, I'm setting myself up. I'm setting myself up for something that I know myself, man. They're not going to keep their bank account full, man. I'm not spending all my bank account on them. And they spending all their money.
I want to say this, I'm glad you're clarifying, but if you talk about the scandalousness of women today, and then you look at what you're saying, it's incompatible. If they're scandalous and scurrilous, then, of course, the prescription that you have given is inappropriate. what I suggest, and I notice how you posited your opening statement, if a man asks a woman out, look, a relationship has to be reciprocal. Men and women
right.
should be looking for partners,
that's
not
right.
parasites.
Yeah.
But wait a minute. They should be looking for partners, not parasites. So this is the point. Men and women should be approaching each other
right.
for the introduction to get to know
right.
each other. That is very,
right.
very important.
Mrs.
Okay.
Slater.
I think marriage should be, you know what, I don't
wait.
Think a man should.
Hush. All right, I don't mean to be rude, but hush. All right, now, let me get some ground rules going. All right, we having a great conversation. I'm loving it because I'm listening. But we have to respect each other, okay? You can't be talking over each other because it's hard to get points across and hard to hear, okay? So let's respect each other and let's continue on with the great conversation, okay?
Well,
all
you
right.
know, if I could say something, of course, everybody don't have the ability to do this, but we used to fly when women to breakfast date down to Kentucky Lake at Lake Barkley and have a nice time. So that was just me. And as a matter of fact, in my time, all men used to take women when they took women on a date, they would pay. So
yeah.
these things I'm hearing today is kind of unusual.
It is for
yeah,
me
what,
too.
Is,
are you,
what is wrong? I'm still waiting for you to tell me what is wrong with the man. Especially in my situation, you know, I don't take them every time to Red Lobster. You know, I take them, you know, maybe to the movies or maybe to like a golfing little golf land place or, you know, I'll go on the beach. But I mean,
what I'm saying is,
could I elaborate on that, please? Can
yeah,
I?
Go ahead,
and then I'm after you, man. Then I'm after you.
I may know Goofy better than any of you, so
okay,
go ahead
well,
first. Then I want to respond to Goofy.
Let me go.
And then I'm after Mr. Solution.
I know where Goofy's coming from. Goofy, you are not looking for anything in particular. You're looking for a hole to fuck. That's all.
And what's wrong with that, though?
Well, the thing is, in this dialogue, there's a lot wrong with it. Because if you're just looking for some pussy, then, hey, you can go anywhere and get pussy, but you're not obligated to pay for anything. First, I mean, if you
all right. I'm out of this conversation. I'm sorry. I thought the solution was kind of
Goofy. Wait a minute, Goofy. I want a piece of you.
No, because that's personal attacks.
No. This is not a personal attack, Goofy. Believe me, I'm not attacking you. All right, is it my turn?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah. I just want to enlarge upon what the other woman said. Goofy, you've got to be honest here, and this is something about guys you'll find out. Guys critique each other. Now, you're just looking for a piece of ass. So the relationships between, and you have said that, you're not looking for any serious relationship. Those have been your words, correct?
You know me. Come on.
No, answer the question affirmatively. Is that correct? So the other guy.
You know it's correct, Mr. Solution.
Hey,
come
okay.
On,
I just want them to know, Goofy. Yes, I do know. You're right.
I didn't know
but
we
look,
were on
this
trial.
This is the point. So all you're doing is you're campaigning for ass, Goofy. So you're not looking for a partner. What you're doing is just paying for ass. You're just putting a down payment on ass. Now, I'm just being candid. Now, if women heard you say that, like you say, a lot of the women that you interact with want a relationship with you. What makes you so attractive is your emotional unavailability. Given the non-relationship skills of women, they generally want that which they can't have. You are the quintessential bad boy. And you are a good example as to what a woman who says she wants to be in a relationship, she shouldn't involve herself with you. Would you agree with that?
Amen to that, Mr. Solution.
There you go. We're not, wait a minute,
yeah.
Goofy. Understand, we're not kicking your ass. At least I'm certainly not. But you are a good illustration of what needs to be pointed out. Now, you come in trying to tell guys who want a relationship, you're not concerned about a relationship. You haven't given – in fact, you are relationship antithetical. You avoid relationships. And so that needs to be pointed out because that's crucial. You're just after a wet hole. You're not after the person. A woman could be a pussy with legs. That's all you want.
Can I add something here? Look, I'm going to say something that's probably going to throw you guys off a little bit. I'm going to talk out the side of my neck. And okay, but just listen to what I'm saying first. Now, I stated that on first date, you should take a woman to a place that's modest, or it's like everything's like $10-$15, you know, nothing extravagant. Maybe second date, bowling alley. Third date, you know, Starbucks, something like that, just to get to know her. But if you start liking this chick and you think she might be YP material and you've got some things to lose, like money and homes and investments and pensions, you have to do something else to a woman. You have to see what she's really about. And I want you guys to bear with me because I actually had to do this. You have to see what a woman's about. So you may have to take her out to a nice restaurant, expensive restaurant, and see what she orders. And just to see how she is with money. Is she going to order the most expensive thing on the item? Is she going to be drinking these $10, you know, cups of wine? Maybe take her shopping, what she's going to buy. You have to really start seeing how she's going to manage money because it's going to be a problem later on if you marry her. You have to put a little money out there to see how she reacts. Certain women react differently when they have money as opposed to not having it.
You're making it look like it's cattle or something.
I would say I was at the Miss Solution, but I let him go ahead. I just want to say something. See, that's all good and dandy, but see, it's a gamble. See, I like to get the pussy without spending a lot of money. That shows that they want me for me.
I'm talking about guys that look, they're looking for wives, but not guys are trying to get pussy.
Well, yeah,
guys,
but I'm saying there's other ways to find out whether she deals with money or not by paying, going for it, whether she asks you for money. If you're dealing with her for 8 months and she don't ask you for money, she's paying her bills, she's not talking about financial stress, you know she's good with money. You don't have to do that.
Hold on, bro.
Okay,
look,
so
I live
so,
in
I mean,
D.C. Hold on. Let me finish. I actually live in D.C., Maryland. Sisters up here, a lot of them make money, 80,000 a year, but they're cash poor. All the credit cards are maxed. You spend every dime they get. A lot of them are very, very sophisticated with their money. They don't show you their hands. They hide their hands. You don't know.
And
exactly
I don't show
them
mine.
Hold up, I was not finished my point. I'm sorry for interrupting. Go ahead, sir.
I said I was at the Mrs. Solution. I wasn't finished my point. What I'm saying, sir, and I feel you, I understand, but we don't have to show my hand, sir, because they have. We want a woman for one us for us. I want somebody who wants us for me, not my money. I want to make sure she can handle hers. That's why I don't want nobody to shack up with me. I'm not ready to shack up with her. When we talk about marriage, I'm not going to propose for her. She's not. It's going to be a mutual discussion. See, men don't need to propose to women no more. No one should propose to nobody about marriage anymore. It should be a mutual discussion. It should be brought up.
Had you finished, Michael?
I just want to say something. And it should be, to me, in my strong relationship, to me, this is my person. I'll be quiet after I say this. There's no head. I'm not the head. We're together as one because she's going to have a good mind. She's making money. Okay? I lead on her advice. She leads. It's a compromise here. Because when you have a leader and someone that there's going to be – you have to have a one compromise. That's all I'm saying, bro. There's other ways to not to show your hand. Don't show your hand either. Because they might use that to
an
extent. I think
Eric tasering Michael has gotten him on the right track thinking. Now, I agree with Michael. And double up, I think a better way, and I agree with what you're saying too, but a better way to test that, a woman's character, is to let her, from a historical reference, is to let her show you who she is. For example, if you go to Genesis, I believe it's chapter 25, these are some excellent historical stories, even if you don't believe the Bible. And you had Rebecca, or if it's not 25, just look it up. It's in Genesis, where Rebecca gave first to show that she was worthy to separate herself from the rest of the pack. So double up, I think you're thinking, and you've been married a long time, and I think that's a good thing. I applaud you.
Well,
so you're not familiar
with
it. So
no,
possibly
I'm just saying,
you're not familiar with the dating scene. So my position is this.
No. Here's what I'm trying to say.
Let me just finish this point.
I have to respond to that, brother. I hear what you're saying about showing your hands. Look, man, if you're married, I actually believe in marriage because I believe that's the foundation for families is a marriage.
I do too, but we're not talking about marriage. We're talking
about dating.
We're getting to know the person. We're not nearly at the point of marriage.
Right.
So
we're
getting
not
to know
that,
the
man.
Person.
We
the woman needs to show why he's interested. One gentleman brought this up, and I thought this was a very salient point, and this is the reason I listen as much as I do. This was a feminist black woman by self-description who was saying that, you know, guys should do all the traditional stuff. Now, what this guy pointed out, he said, if you want to talk about the first three dates, he said, I think the women should pay for the first three dates. That would require them to make better decisions. And trust me.
Wow.
I don't agree
with that neither, because that's contradict. We can't have that. I like going Dutch and let things evolve and let and because sometimes let's start off equally and then after that let things evolve. Through the way they
Michael,
is because I know I'm not gonna be a fool and say go ahead because I might want to surprise her. I don't do all that, but I'm talking about from the onset. You got look, I don't have no money. I got my way, you got yours.
Michael,
you know, I want to make sure that she's stable. I'm stable. I want to make sure she's stable. You know
Michael,
what I mean?
Why don't you do this, Michael? Now, this would be great because I think you're talking shit now. Have
I
a woman
so.
Call
what do you mean? I'm real,
know.
Mrs. Salute. What do you mean? Yo, I know when I got my shit on when I got my shit on mean, I'm king. I can get any woman.
A woman call in that you know, and then you talk to her about going Dutch, and let's see how it goes. Because I think you're talking crap.
First of all, let him see me. Let him see me when I'm driving. Let him see me when I look. First of all, she gonna see me. I'm gonna kick it. I'm telling you, I'm gonna kick it real. I'm straight with him. I'm dealing with people that got money too, Solutions.
Yeah, I got you. Well, if that's the way you can roll, that's great. And I agree with that. Open and honest conversation, transparency. But many women have been socialized not to go that way. And look at it this way. The women who are upfront and straightforward, who say hi to a man, and then who will take a man on a date, those are the women who end up getting engaged and married. Whereas the others who are just scamming and controlling, trying to control men, making them pay for dates and this kind of stuff, they tend to be these old maids with cats.
Can I say something? Grant Hill, he got married. He said on his first date, he said he forgot his wallet, and she paid for it. He said, I knew she was my wife. Now, that's what he said. Grant Hill, I read the article.
What do you think about that, WF? What do you think about that?
Grant Hill, and they're still married today.
Yeah, but she knew he was Grant Hill, though, right?
But what I'm saying is she still paid for the date, though, what I'm saying, though.
But she knew he was Grant Hill,
though. This is what's so good about this kind of dynamic. But he's right. But say if he wasn't Grant Hill. Let's say he wasn't. Would she still
exactly. I just use that as an example, guys. I just use that as an example because that's somebody that we all may know. That's all.
We got
that's
you,
what I said.
I think, as men, there's too much playing around in dating.
There is.
You should be dating. There's just too much bullshit. Dating means fucking now in 2013. And there's too much fuckery going on in the dating scene. I think you should be dating only if you really have serious intentions towards a woman or she has serious intentions towards a man. I mean, other than that, you ought to be buying pussy or something.
That's true, and I made that very point.
Yeah.
I think on another show is that men should just go ahead and pay the woman because that's what we end up doing. But look here, I think having a conversation like this with a woman, few women that are available, there are only about 5% of women who would have a conversation such as this, because women often feel that they're prima donnas and that they should be paid for by men who don't even know them. So women American women tend to have a grand sense of entitlement, and that's a problem.
They do because there's a lot of stuff going on.
I say it pays the cost to be the boss. Now, if you want me to pay the cost, I'm straight controlling you. Because when you deal with money, money is about trading. So if you want me to wine and dine and kick, I want total control.
That's right.
I keep it real with them. I keep it real with them, Mr. Solution. What do you mean?
That's right. I'm agreeing with you, Michael. Hey, pass
no,
me that
you said I'm bullshitting, Mr. Lucia. I don't be bullshitting. When
no, I got you.
No matter how sexy it is, because guess what? I know the numbers game, because if she ain't going to give me no pussy, I know as many more. I can go to Walmart.
No matter how good a woman looks, no matter how good a woman looks, there's some man that's sick of looking at her.
Exactly.
Halle
see, now
Berry,
you my man.
Right?
See, now,
Halle Berry,
now you're
right?
talking. See, now you're talking.
Look at Halle Berry, how fine she is, and somebody got tired of fucking her, Halle Berry. Okay?
Yeah, but see, this is
a,
exactly, and she was called crazy as cat shit. See, this is the problem.
Is.
Most women are brokering pussy. And that's
most
the problem.
Women.
When we can get a men and women, there's a good video of this. I believe it's called The Black Marriage Negotiation. And it has to say original. And what you have is this black woman, so-called successful black women, and most women, are, and I think Double Up hit on it before, they're not that successful.
They're not
subsidized. And even being subsidized, most of them are still broke on their asses.
They're broke. They don't have money. Most of you sisters out here are making 80 grand a year, but they're spending 80 grand a year. They don't have no money. They don't have shit. They have no wealth. They got nothing.
That's right. But see,
it's an illusion.
Men are talking about this, but getting women to the table to have this kind of real discussion is very, very difficult. Now, what happens if you read court papers, there's a good court case. It's called Marvin versus Marvin. You know, it would be great for you guys to read some of this historical information. But what happens is men and women really can't talk because women are dominating the conversation. What's happening?
No, they don't dominate over me. No, they don't dominate over me. I speak my opinions. I give them respect because I don't look at them. I mean, I look at them as a woman when it comes time to have in that sex room. But when it comes to the meeting of the minds, I speak my mind.
But
my and I speak it in the right
now,
way,
you...
and I respect them. I do not because I believe in equality. And when I talk to a woman or...
One of about 2% of men. You are a very
it is. I did what it is then.
Well, no, what I'm saying is most men have to be trained to be like you. And like
because they're going
the
on tradition.
I'm not
too traditional, Mr. Solution. You know that. I'm out of tradition. I used to be like that, but I woke up. I have to live in the now. I have to live in the now. They don't have traditional stuff.
If you are in your house and someone's breaking your house, are you going to tell your wife, you know what, why don't you go take care of that? Is that what you're going to do, bro, or what? Are you gonna
no,
get
I'm telling you right now, sir.
Come on.
If that man is getting the best of
me,
no, let me
ask
you. If that man is getting the best of me, no, let me respond to that. If that man is getting the best of me, I expect her to help me out and beat the shit out of him if he's getting the best of me.
No, I'm saying somebody's coming in here, someone's breaking your house. Do you expect your wife to get up and go deal with his ass, or are you going to get up?
Both of us going to get up and deal with his ass. That's the woman I want, bro. Of course I'm going to. No, it's a, first of all, it's an instinct, bro. It's an instinct. Of course I'm going to do that. But I mean, what I'm saying is, if she's going to get the, if he's getting the best of me, I don't want her to be just woman, bro. I want her to be a human being and beat the shit out of him and kill him. That's what I want her to do.
Let me respond to this. Back on the Titanic, you remember at the sinking of the Titanic when it struck the iceberg. Well, what happened is that mostly women and children were saved. And so that meant that the men deferred to the women getting into the lifeboats. They allowed the women, that is women who were not their relatives, get in the lifeboat before them. Would you do that today?
Fuck no. Don't worry about how to swim because I ain't saving none of them. You know, that's it. They're ass out.
But see, this is
okay.
The point. What men and women, and you guys are making some great points, by the way, and these conversations should be had often because they lay the foundation for the ultimate communication that men and women have. Social scientists tell us that there are three stages to a relationship, stimulus, value, and role. Stimulus, obviously, we see each other. We're naturally attracted to each other as male and female. Now we look at the value. Values come out when you have these meaningful conversations. But what happens so often, and people talk about the representative showing up, and they never get to know each other. They end up battling their real issues in court.
that's where the real conversation comes out, because the relationship totally breaks down because it was never built on anything but a fraud initially. So these kind of conversations need to occur. Men need to let women know how they feel. Normally, all that's being dealt with is what the woman wants. Most men don't even know what they want from a woman, especially
Exactly, but Mr. Solution, this is what I tell women, and they don't like it. I keep it real raw. You know, I'm factual. I said, let me tell you one thing. If a man ever cheats on you, he never knew who he was. I said, because it's about nature. I tell them it's about nature because sometimes you get with a man and he's not ready. We get married because I'm talking about it's more women out here. We're not
Michael?
Ready, and we don't even know where we are as men.
Okay.
Yeah, but
right,
understand this, Michael. Dealing with just numbers is a fool's game because many of those women are not desirable. Just talking about how many women there are, like say, for example, if you put 10 women before the average man, if you talk about the women who are fat, selfish, the women who are just, not relationship worthy for a whole variety of reasons, you may have one or two women. So don't reference that entire 10 women because it's irrelevant.
Okay, let me bring Ebony Princess and Empress in. She wants a piece of this, so yeah, I can talk to her.
Here we go.
Not all black women are like that.
That's what
we're
going
to hear. I don't really care, because, you know, I'm going to still say what I want to say. You guys, actually respect to all of you, and hi to all of you. You know, you want to keep it a little men's club, you know, but if you want to keep it a men's club, you guys want to date yourselves, okay? Don't be dating women, date each other, all right? That's my little point for you on that. So, yeah, you need a woman's point of view because, you know, I hear you, Mr. Solutions, but I know why you're single. Get real. I don't believe that.
Ebony, that's a diversion because most people
in America
are single.
You can let her cut on, man. Mr. Mike, you're going to have to keep cutting off, yo.
I'm sorry, but I am speaking. So, you know, for once, you'll have to listen. You can speak when I'm done. Okay.
Well, you don't have to be insulting, though. I don't care if you are speaking.
Mr. Solution, stop cutting her off, man. Let her
finish already.
Chill. I can't believe that you got so much to say when you said so much already. I'm just saying that the another lady who's on this show, Lady Black Storm, was actually speaking to me because we haven't been able to get a word in tonight. You know, the point that someone made that if a guy asks, because I just want to get this clear, if a guy asks you out on a date, you should still pay. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I said. I said that.
That's what you said. Okay.
I said
it. Because, all right, so why would you ask? Why would you ask a woman out if you have no intentions? And I don't care where you take her, because it can be to the park, it could be a coffee shop. But if you asked, you initiated the date, you know, the same as if I initiated a date, why would you expect the other person to pay?
Well, I didn't say that. I said if I ask a woman out, I'll pay. I said that. I'll pay.
Okay, because Lady Blackstorm was saying to me that's what... I missed the conversation. That's why I'm asking. Is that what you guys were saying? Or are you saying
no,
that...
No, you know, here's the deal with... All three of us, four of us had different rules for dating. The one brother said Dutch, out the box. Miss Lucia says women should pay. And I said the guy who asks a woman out should pay.
No. That's not what I said. What I said is neither one should pay. A date should really cost nothing. That's the reason I recommend it, the park or a coffee shop. You know, obviously, if the weather is inclement or it's the park isn't desirable, then you go to a coffee shop. But my whole point is the man and woman have a substantive conversation, and they go to a venue that allows for a substantive conversation.
Well, let me – can I ask the lady something?
I don't have a problem with that. The only problem I have is when you're saying to women actually that we – you know, we should be approaching men and asking for dates. It's like you're trying to take away the traditional role of men anyway. The money of paying is just a minor issue, because actually, depending on how you want to look at it, if a woman's got her own money, she can offer to pay. She, you know, it depends on what you're looking for. Most men like women like to pay. You know the reason why? Because they're looking for some coochie, right, at the end of the day, and it gives them a bit of power. So we know that.
But they don't like paying.
Look, there's no man that's going to complain.
Can I ask you something, ma'am? What if you ask a man, you know what, I would like to go to the movies, and she suggests her going to the movies or suggests that they go something. Do you think that the man should pay just because she suggested? Because that's traditional. If she suggests something, he automatically pays.
Yeah, that's traditional. He does. So
how do you feel about that?
Wait a minute, I want to hear the answer.
Can I answer? Like, let's have some respect for men and women. I mean, I'm respecting you guys, so let's have it the same way. If I was going to a movie and a guy had asked me to pay to go, I'd expect him to pay for the tickets for us to get in. But if
ma'am, that wasn't my question.
That wasn't my question, Ebony.
Listen to the question. What if you suggest of going somewhere to a certain place? And you told him, I want to go there. He says, okay, you get there. Do you suggest that he pays for the occasion that you suggested to go? Just because he's a traditional man? Because that's the traditional way.
Actually, in the last day I went on, that's how I did it. I actually invited him.
I'm talking about in general. I understand you, but I'm talking about women.
Well, in general, women will expect you to pay because the traditional role of dating, as we understand
And we want to get away from that, ma'am. And that's what we're saying. Yeah. We want to get away from that traditional role.
Ebony, let me make sure I got this clearly.
Right.
You're saying, because what Michael has suggested is that if, let's say, for example, you ask somebody to go with you to a movie. Now, you get to the movie, you're expecting him to pay for both of you.
No, I would pay. If I asked you, if I initiate the date, right, and I asked you out, I would pay. And I have always done that. If I say, actually, I'd like to go somewhere, I want to take you somewhere with me, then know that I'm going to pay. And I know my sisters who do that as well. And we're women who earn our own money. We don't have an issue. You know, we don't have no issue with that. Because actually, I've asked you out, right? Mm-hmm. If you said to me, right, I'm going to take you out, okay?
Okay, now let me do this according to what Michael might have also have implied. If you're saying to a man, you know what, we should go out sometime because I think we should, and we can get together and we could probably have a good time. Mm-hmm. And you're not suggesting any specific place to go to, but you're saying, well, let's do that. Now he calls you up and he says, you know what, based upon what you said, Ebony, I like the idea. Maybe if you want to, we can go to a movie and then maybe dinner. Then what's your attitude towards that?
Well, then my attitude would be we go into a movie. Right? I initiate. If I initiate...
No. You didn't exactly initiate. You're saying we should go out.
Okay.
Right?
So then it's an understanding between us that we're going somewhere together. I think in that case, the man stands out and says, right, for the first place that we enter, so if we're going to the cinema, I would expect him to pay. Right?
Okay. Now,
So
in other words, you're circumventing...
The reason why I say that is because you're going to two different venues. You're first going to a cinema, then afterwards you're going to eat. Now, when you
Let's forget about that then. Let's say it's only one particular place you're going to.
Right. We can if it's a very first date and he initiates the date.
Ebony, you can't just switch around. I'm the one who's making up the scenario. Hold on a second.
Right. Okay.
You have said to some, you've met him, you like him. You haven't said, let's go out. You've said, one day, you and I should go out.
I think it would be nice. So you've put the idea in his head, and you haven't said to him,
right,
let's go out next Friday. You've said, we should go out sometime. So he says, okay. Then he calls you up and says, let's go to a movie. You're saying what now? You're saying that you would like to pay.
I'd say
that's all I
want to
hear.
Hey, Joe.
Calm down. I'm saying we can both pay. The reason being, it's not really a date. It's not really you saying, I would like to take you out because I have an interest in you. I'm actually saying, let's hang out sometime. That's not a date. That's just me wanting to hang out with you.
Hold it. That's
friend.
Not my scenario.
Okay.
You're making it your scenario. My scenario.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's how a woman would interpret it.
Well,
if I had
women
got to
learn
how
to take a look
at
it.
Hey, Joe.
Joe, let me clarify. What you're saying,
Joe,
is
you see how she takes control of the conversation.
Listen, a date is all about intention.
Look, here's the deal.
First three days,
just pay. Three inexpensive dates, okay? That's the way it's going to be.
Now, there's a reason why you guys are talking about why somebody should pay or why somebody should not pay. It's not a question.
Let me tell you a couple of things.
Why is money the issue? Money only becomes the issue depending on what your intention is. And I'm saying you've got to work out. It's not a date unless you have an intent as such for it to be a date. You guys are talking about hanging out and you're mixing it up with date. If a guy's asking you out, meaning I'm taking you out with the intention of getting to know you, to see you on a different level, maybe on a serious level, then I think then it's going to be a different mindset behind it because you're looking for a long-term connection with that person. You can go Dutch. One person can pay. It can change. It doesn't have to be one person paying all the time because there is a long
term
intent.
Feminist movement occurred, men did not step up and explain the real consequences of women being equal. That's where everything.
Ben stated that traditional man ways. We should have went right along with them, bro.
Exactly. So what has happened is women got the idea of being unfamiliar with how things really work, that they could have everything without any accountability. So what's having to be done now is we're having to go back and restructure the setting between men and women because most of this is stupid. Most of all these little nitpicky innuendos and bullshit scenarios.
Hey, Ebony, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I'm teaching my grandson, who's 15, how he's supposed to act around women. That when we go out to dinner, he's supposed to help the lady scoot her chair up to the table. When the lady get up to go to the restroom, he's supposed to stand up as she go, and when she come back, help her scoot up to the table again.
Oh. That's a robot.
That's another image.
I'm not talking to you, Mr. Solution.
Excuse me?
Now, it may be bullshit to you, but it ain't bullshit to me.
Bullshit, because American women don't want that bullshit. They go for the thug. You're setting your grandson up to be
rich. How do you know what American women want? Because your assumption is that American women want to be treated.
See what they want. We see what
they
respond to. They like the thug.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Pinky
has the right to talk. Too. Why don't we let him finish his thing?
Yeah, that's not true. Allow him.
Ebony, let me finish my question to you. Now, I want to know, am I teaching him wrong? Am I teaching him wrong?
Are you there?
Are you there, Ebony?
Thank you. You're coming through very...
I'm waiting for him.
Yeah.
You're not coming through very clearly.
Who's trying to talk?
It's Panky's turn, but he's not. He's
Bianchi
not coming to
just said he went to Africa to get a wife. So if he's teaching his son, his son in America, that bullshit symbolism, women don't respect that.
How do you know?
What is he telling his grandson he should expect from the women?
Well, you know, if you give respect, you
Mr.
Get
Solution,
respect.
Mr. Solution, you've been acting like me today. You've been acting like me today. You've been cutting in front of everybody.
Yeah, that's good.
That's what he does, man.
Because you don't know
Solution.
Women
like
that want to be respected. There are women who do want to be respected. Not all women want to be
America.
Respected.
Not in America.
Well,
Ebony, where's
you
your girlfriend?
You don't know all the women in America, I'm sure.
Ebony.
Right?
Are you
but can I just say one
thing,
guys? But I mean, I just want to say one thing. Listen, there's all this what a good man is supposed to be. That's in the eye of the beholder. If a woman wants a thug,
exactly.
That may be her good man. If a woman
yeah.
wants it, really, there's no right or wrong in it, y'all. Really, because the only thing I'm saying is, us men, we have to know. That's why I use nature. We have to know when we start playing the field, because a lot of us men, we get into women's lives and we don't even know where we are at as men. And
exactly.
those women try to change us by saying, oh, you cheated, I want you to do this. You can't change that man. He has to find himself. That's the,
yeah.
that's the main problem that we're having. That is the
no.
root of it, because everybody don't know where they're at in their lives. And we
that's
have to be honest with
that.
Look, we're not ready to get married. We're not ready to get married. If that man cheat, you can't change him. Keep on trying to change him, because you're going to try to change his image, and you're going to try to control him. And it's not going to happen. So women got to, I mean, you got to know where you are in your life. That's all I'm
well,
saying.
The truth is, if you get women to pay, are you saying at the end of the day that you are, when we've both paid and you've paid, then you're going to take us more seriously? You're not just going to want some, you know, coochie, because, you know, most men out there, the truth is, women
want
to generalize,
anyway.
And most women men out
anyway.
There don't want a date, they want sex. Right, they want sex, and they want it as quick as possible, and they want a game play to get it, whatever they have to do. That's the bottom line.
Well,
so,
well, a woman's
going to want to
have sex with me too, ma'am.
Come on.
My body is worth something too. Hold up, my body is precious and worth something too.
Women want sex too, and what I'm
exactly.
saying is,
it works both ways. I'm non-traditional, man.
But the truth is, we know that people have base values, and if you're saying that we're going to go the long route that you're presenting, Mr. Solution, I'd love to see people do that. But what I want to know is, what is the outcome? Are more people going to get married as a result of going down the route you're suggesting, or is it still going to end up in sex?
Well, you took so long to present
right
it.
Now.
I'm not clear on what your point is. Would you please?
My point is, you're saying that women. There's a big issue about men making it clear to women. Okay. Where they stand as to dating, you know, whether dating is for whatever it is, whether who should pay or what should pay. To me, that's not the issue. The issue is, when you get a woman out with you on an intention to date, what is it that you want as a man? Because that's what a woman's going to want to know at the end of the day.
Sure, sure. I'll answer that in short order, but I do think you're missing
you
a portion of the point, because the way people behave is indicative of their intentions. What most quality men want, I'm not talking about the thugs now, Goofy Bone left. Goofy Bone is a professed thug, and he's just out for pussy. He doesn't mind paying for a woman. In fact, he was chastising us for saying otherwise. But for a man who's looking for a partner, he wants reciprocation. He wants women to freely socialize with him, the women who say they want a relationship. And he wants women to show their true interest so that they're not running scams and flim-flams on men. I heard you say women lie. And because I'm a fierce defender of women, I say that's okay.
Did I say women lie? When did I say women lie?
You said that on a show that you and I were discussing. And you said that women tell lies is what you – but at any rate, the point is this. Men and women need to be upfront and straightforward with each other.
Of course they should. But what I'm saying is –
I'm going to tell you how. Women who say –
what I'm saying is, Mr. Solutions, you're speaking like
all
men have.
I'm just trying to finish
the intentions for women, and not all men do. A lot of men who are out there saying that they're dating, you're calling women – I noticed someone saying, oh, there are women who are serial – daters. I know the most men who are just serial daters, and are not dating because they want a woman who they will ultimately get married to or have a serious relationship with. They're dating.
Hold on.
And there's no problem with that, as long
right.
as they know where they are in their lives. But that man
her.
Is hold on. That man is doing
dating.
That.
So I'm not saying every man and woman who date should get in a relationship. No. Because I think that the dating process is for ferreting out compatibility. And I'm saying women should be free with that, because women are the major complainers about what they aren't receiving in relationships. You rarely hear men complain.
Well, I guess men really complain because when they do date and they go out there, they either have an intention to get what they want and they get it, and if they do get it, with there being more women in the world, they can always move on to the next one. For men, it's more a numbers game. So for women,
exactly.
That's not really
true. You see now,
most
it is true.
Listen,
that's reality, man. That's reality. Listen, I tell women all the time, if you want to cheat on a man, you can go and cheat on a man. But guess what? Listen, if the one, look, I put it to like this, Mr. Solution. Let's say you're the top 10 guy. A woman look at you and she say, he's top 10. If she marries you, don't you know how many women is going to be after you? There's not a lot of top 10 men out here, and even Mr. Solution, because there's not a lot of men. They don't have a lot of choice. So when you keep on trying to ignore nature in the numbers game, you can't. Because
Michael,
this
is the point. What men and women have to do is talk about what is of interest to them. So if monogamy... See, this is the problem. Women who say they want monogamy in a man never vets that man for monogamy.
Here's the problem. I think you missed a point on. First thing you got to do, you can't listen to what women say, because a lot of them lie. I don't listen to what women say, okay, because most of them are full of shit. You watch what they do in their actions. Do not listen to women, period, ever. Listen to a woman.
And is that not the case?
That's what I told you. When a woman approaches you, because women are always used to being approached. And when I wrote my 7 principles to love, sex, and dating, and their 7 results, the 2 issues I dealt with were what I call palpable. That is initiating conversation and paying on first dates. Those 2 things are, in other words, they can't be misconstrued. So I say to women who want to be, be transparent with men, is to just say hi to men, be friendly, because men like women.
Most American women do not have intelligent conversation.
That's why when they get with me, I totally can take control of their mind and make them have conversations, and I got them. It's not a problem. They love me because I don't talk like ordinary men. When they talk to me, every time they always say, I talk like no other.
But
and
Michael,
love
this is the point with you. You're just want a quality relationship, do you?
Mr. Solution, right now, I take them one at a time, Mr. Solution. I have no pressure. I let it evolve into what it is. I have no pressure right now.
I see why they like you.
I deal
like
with a woman.
Asking you a question.
Excuse me?
I'm not interested in having a monogamous relationship, are you?
I am in a monogamous relationship right now. I'm dealing with one woman right now.
So you're dating one woman and having sex with one woman?
Yes, I'm not going out right. Mrs. Lucy, I take them one at a time. Now, if me and her don't work,
You sound contradictory, because you talk about going against your nature and polygamy.
No, I'm not. No. I never said that, Mrs. I'm not married. Me and her have no settled down. Right now, if I want to go fuck another woman, I can. If you're dealing with two women at the same time,
with the woman that you're with now?
This has been 8 months.
Do you see her as marriage
In the last 6 years, I've been with 4 women.
Okay, but I'm talking about the one that you're with now.
Time.
Do you see you as permanently settling down with this woman?
Hold on. Who are you with now? Are you dating now, Mr. Solution? I feel like I'm in a courtroom.
You don't want to answer questions about it? Well, fuck it.
I want to know something about you. I mean, you know too much about me. I want to know something about you. Are you in a relationship right now?
No.
If I had one like you, I would answer the question. I haven't found one.
Oh, okay.
That's the point. So, I mean, why are you getting a wild hair up your ass?
Yes, Mrs. Solution. Yes, Mrs. Solution. Yes, Mrs. Solution.
I mean,
yes.
I'm just asking you a logical extension. I'm not trying to.
Okay,
you,
get
you,
to
you
your
know,
point. Okay,
something.
Get to your point, Mrs. Solution. Okay, okay. What is your goal to your question? And get to your point.
Let me ask you, was the woman that you have been with for 8 months, do you see her as marriage material?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Not at this point.
Yes.
Not at this point.
At this point,
I don't look at her as a wife, Mr. That's not how my mind goes, Mr. Solution. I don't do that. We're evolving. We don't have no pressure amongst each other.
Ebony,
that's what I'm
line?
Trying to say, Mr. Solution. There's no pressure. We're adults. Look. She has her own stuff. I have my own stuff. We're in the dark. There's no pressure. That's all. We're letting things evolve. Now, what it is, I told her if I fuck somebody else, I'll definitely let her know because I'm not like that.
Michael, do you guys live in separate domiciles?
Excuse me?
Do you guys live in separate places?
Well, Mr. Solution, you know why I'm not going to answer that? Because that
shows
you didn't listen to what
I said.
That's
okay. I mean, it's okay if you don't want to answer it.
Okay, so that question was already answered.
No, okay, is the answer yes or no?
That question was already answered.
Okay, because
I told
this
you,
is the thing.
That shows
you
didn't listen to me. I'm not
going to
repeat myself.
If you're not interested in a serious, committed relationship with a woman, then you're similar to Goofy or just like Goofy.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. See, just look, why are you going to put a definition on how me and her? That's the problem. You write books and you want to put a definition on me and her. It's not.
But there is a definition as to what people do
That's the problem. You, Ms. Solution, that's the problem. Ms. Solution, are you dating
right
now, Ms. Solution?
The problem is not
doing that. Hold on, Ms. Solution. Ms. Solution, now hold on. Are you dating right now, Ms. Solution?
Yes, I am dating.
Do you have a significant one?
Excuse me?
Do you have a significant one
no.
in your life?
No. Can you
Do
hear
you have
me?
A main squeeze?
Wait a minute. Can you hear me?
Yes. Do you have a main squeeze?
I can't tell because you're talking. Go ahead. What's your other question?
Do you have a main squeeze? Do you have a main one that you know, you're concentrating on right now?
No. You know. I'm looking for one, and let me tell you, I would like to have a woman, a quality woman, that I have been with for 8 months, because that's laying history. That's good.
Right, but
I mean,
there's no marriage involved. You want to say that I should look at her as a wife. No, I don't look at her as a wife. We're evolving. I don't look at her like right now.
Yeah, when we talk about
a male-female relationship,
we talk about a woman being good girlfriend and good marriage material. Now, I'm not saying that you would marry her per se, but could you see yourself married to her? I think that's what the guys mean that's what I mean when I talk about that. Because marriage is a destination, and you work your way there. It's just like going on a journey. But a guy who's just looking to fuck a woman and then he's saying, I don't mind paying for dates, we have to throw a flag on that because he's not in the same lane. He's not in the same, context, as it were. Because
well, put it like this, she's not the type of woman that's going to deal with that. Put it like this, she's not the type of woman that's going to let me fuck around on her. Put it like that.
I'm sorry,
she'll
I didn't even
me.
Hear you. So you broke up. Say it again.
She is a type of woman that's not going to let me do that. She'll drop me. She'll drop me.
Okay,
like a
well,
drop
there
of
you
potato.
Go. That's good. She got pushed.
She'll drop me.
She's available.
Exactly.
She's present in the relationship. That's good.
Good girl.
Yeah, she'll kick me to the curb. I think she'll definitely kick me to the curb, but I'm not like that, though.
Okay,
I'm not going to go fuck around on like
Michael,
that.
Michael.
I like that.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
You know what?
I want to say there's no pressure, though. There's no pressure on me. There's no pressure. There's no pressure.
There's no pressure now.
All right, Ebony, what do you think should be the foundation for a good relationship?
I think respect, integrity, and love. That's the foundation.
Well, I mean, those are nice three Disneyland
dances. Don't listen to what women tell you, man. They're full.
Well, women, you know, I don't listen to what men tell me, and I could have that opinion about men. I could say that men are liars, and they're all the rest of the things that you say about
women.
That's
what you guys like. If women like
nice men, men would be nice, okay? No, listen.
You don't like nice men. You like assholes. That's why we're assholes.
All nice
all right?
Okay, can
they
we
all listen? Lie. They're all cheaters. But I would never say that. Because
I like straight
men. That's what I like. That's what you like. That's what gets your panties wet.
No, I don't like those kind of men. Why would I like
those
kind of men?
Yes, you do. Yeah, you do. Not you. Not you, but your female sisterhood likes these guys. If women like nice men...
Well, you
listen,
know what?
We have got the same issue
that men have, right? If you've always been told a lie, eventually you believe that lie. Do you know that? So, I don't know that. It's like a man, you know, they say, I'll give you a joke. There's a reason why women can't park cars, okay?
Why?
And the reason why women can't park cars is because men have always told them that 6 inches is actually 2 inches. Right? I can't show you the size, how it works out. But when you're told a lie for long enough, right?
I didn't get that. What was that?
I think
they can't
a woman cannot park a car.
Do you want to hear that again?
A woman cannot park a car because men tell us 6 inches is actually 2 inches. So when a guy tells you, actually, I've got 6 inches, right? And it's
crazy.
2 inches.
Women don't believe
that,
men.
Right? That's the kind of lies that get us.
Wait a minute. Ebony, if you look at what women do, and that's I'm a trained observer. I don't look at what women say, kind of similar to what
exactly.
I don't listen to women.
And
I
tell you what.
The bad boy gets the panties. He gets the coochie wet.
Look at the shows that are on TV right now.
All the shows, all the top shows the sisters are watching, Housewives of Atlanta, all these shows are drama shows. Women are addicted to drama
and
bullshit.
Women always want to obfuscate. And play this deceit game. They never want their issues to see the light of day. They always want to work under a cloak of darkness, and that's why they love to work with dark men. And the thing
of it is, Satan and Dracula. Can I say something about these reality shows?
Women are addicted to drama. They love drama.
Can I ask Mr. Solutions a question? Right. Okay, about his own personal life, because I think he's...
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Okay, so I want to ask you a question. So when you know, I have a concept that really you teach someone how to be with you. You can actually teach someone how to be honest with you, even if they're the most dishonest person in the world, okay? So you start off by really, you know, setting out your own ground rules when you meet someone. And you seem to have so many, you know, sort of generalizations about women. I just want to know how you go about establishing a relationship with a woman yourself. You know, what are the kind of conversations you have with women when you first meet them? Because I don't understand why you know, and I'm not saying this in a slant against you. I don't understand how a black man who clearly, you know, has the best intentions for relationship is single. Is it, you know, so I want to know what your experience is when you meet women.
Okay, let me say this, and I don't mean this negative either, but you're ignorant of the facts, first of all. If you look at what the U.S. Census says, there are more single people in America than married people, and this is Wait, let me finish. You ask a question, I'm giving you information.
I didn't say anything. I just said yes to what you
said. Okay, great. Most people in America are single. Most people. Not just me. And one of the reasons is feminism. Feminism has confused the male-female relationship dynamic. Women now expect to be...
Man, you can't blame it on feminism because you're single, man. Come on with that.
Wait, would you shut up a minute? Hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're too funny.
relationships, there's
more. I'm sorry, Miss Lucy. I'm sorry.
God damn, guys. Hold down. Hold on.
You're funny. Well, I hope they are.
Okay.
Okay. The women.
All right,
relationships
all right.
In America today are in fucking peril. That's what we're talking about right now, is how to address some of the problems, the communication breakdown between men and women. Now, to answer your question specifically regarding me, I like to meet a person through a referral. One of the things that I do, like I've been dating lately for the last 5 or 6 months, and I've gone out on some very nice dates. And they usually last between 2.5 and 3 hours. We have great conversation, and nothing has happened significantly yet. But one of the things I do, I don't pay for anything. I avoid that particular trap. I meet the woman at the location, and, of course, you know, I get separate checks. And that way, we are each on our own. We each are acting as independent people, just checking each other out. And that's
right.
The way it should be. Now, the only thing I say is for dating women is they should do that more, because we have to meet a lot of people through the law of averages to ultimately meet the person that's compatible with us.
Right. So what I'm trying to find out is, what is your success rate? Are women asking for a second date when they've had to pay, you know, in the way that you're prescribing? Are they going for second dates with you? Are they kind of saying, once is enough?
I got it. I got it. Well, see, okay. I see some cynicism in what you're saying, but this is the point.
No,
answer
the question. You need to be straightforward. Answer the question. You stutter it. Answer the question, Mr. Lucid.
Michael, shut up.
Answer the question.
Okay, we
need
to shut up.
She should be a good lawyer.
What I'm saying is, when we meet and talk, each one of us have the option of connecting with the other if we so choose. Some of them, yes, I've gone on a second date, maybe even a third date. But the point of it is that I like to be with a person that is compatible with me. And like I said again, it's best to meet a person through a referral where you have a common point of contact. You know that person, that person knows, and the same with you. So, but it is hard to meet women unless you are trying to impress them. It's hard to meet. Let me just say this.
You're
the most attractive women, if you go to a website called mindfreecams.com, and I don't think anybody would say these women who are showing their bodies, their private parts, are above any particular quality man. But yet the most attractive women are in deviant behavior. They're engaged in deep, deviant behavior. I encourage you to go to myfreecams.com and look at what those mostly younger women.
I think, Mr. Solutions, what people are concerned about is, you know, if they're going to go down the route that you're saying, ultimately, are they going to have success with the women that they date? Because I would have thought if you had a referral from a friend, and I've had referrals before, and they've been my best date, you know, my most...
This word referral is not... This...
Right?
Now,
if
are you in a relationship, Empress? What's your dating life
saying,
like?
Hold on.
Everybody get on everybody
now. I'm just saying, if your friend refers you...
Come around the table, y'all. Get ready.
Okay, you being a woman, what's your dating life like?
Well, I just finished dating someone for 5 years.
Oh, in other words, you just broke up in a relationship?
Yeah, I just broke up with someone
who broke it off? Who broke it off, you or him?
And I broke it off.
Why did you break it off?
I broke it off because he wasn't ready for a serious commitment, and I felt we had dated long enough, and, you know, we both wanted different things, you know, and I decided... He didn't want what I wanted in terms of.
You
the
give
future.
Up, for instance, what was so significant
okay,
that he
so
wanted?
Okay, so I am looking to travel in the next couple of years. I want to spend some time in the U.S. I want to go to other countries, so I'm looking to travel, and that's why I'm in the work that I'm in. He wants to stick into his one job here in the U.K., and he has plans to go to Africa long term. So it wouldn't have worked out for both of us to stay together because we've got different aspirations for the future.
But wait a minute, Empress, being the brilliant woman that you portray yourself, I mean,
she is a brilliant woman.
Come on now.
Well, Michael, shut up, man.
I'm an advocate of women now. I'm an advocate of women. How dare you?
Yes,
so, am I.
Michael, stand your ass down. I'm asking her.
You have a beautiful voice over the phone, by the way. You have a very beautiful.
Thank you. I'm saying to you that I've just come out of a 5-year relationship, and previous to that, I was married for 20 years. So I'll have you know that I know how to do long-term relationships. All right?
Well, good.
So
good.
What's your longest relationship?
I've had one for 9 years.
Okay.
See, you're in a different country, though. Can you hear me?
Excuses.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Women in Europe are a little bit different, and they're a little bit more cooperative than women in America. Would you agree with that?
You know what? I'm about to fix all this and stuff.
It's funny, man. We have a good time, bro.
I was asking Ebony, are you in agreement that women in Europe are a little bit more cooperative than women in America with men?
I don't know, because I hear men in America saying that women, are not cooperative. I don't know, because I don't know that side of women. I only know, you know, the men that I've met in the UK and the women that I've met in the UK who come from the US. And they don't seem that much different from women in the UK. I don't think it's necessarily a cultural thing or where we're from. I think it's that people have to set clear guidelines about what they want in their relationship. And someone says yes or they say no to it. And if you put out your stuff to me and I say yes, I'm happy with it, we can maybe work. If it doesn't work for me, it doesn't work. What's most important is that I know what it is you're about and you're absolutely clear. Now, what I hear tonight is a lot of confusion amongst men about how you want to approach this whole issue with women. Well, maybe get your story straight, and you might get better results.
Oh, you don't hear no confusion out of me, babe. I'm straightforward.
No,
I know where I was.
No, hold on. The guys,
you're right about that,
Ebony.
Men do need to talk about this more, but put aside some of the dick measuring and get down to the real issues. But
yeah,
do you think feminism has had the same impact in the UK that it has in America?
I don't know. I really don't know. What I do know is that every relationship I've had that has been long-term, I have dated or married someone who is absolutely clear about who he is as a man. And if he knows how to lead in a relationship, I will follow, no issue, right? And I know most women will be the same. You know, it's when you meet a guy and he doesn't know whether he's coming or going, he doesn't know whether he's a man or what he is, right? You know, sort it out. Man up and do your thing, and a woman will follow you. Even if you're a player, right? Even if you're a player, we will respect you. Because when you're clear, I'm a player, and that's what I'm on. I might not want that BS, but I will respect the
fact
that you
are clear
about who you are.
Can I
ask
Amber
a question?
Ebony.
Ebony,
what's your definition of a
real
man?
She always talks about the roles of man, the traditional roles of man, but I want to tell you, what are the traditional roles of females?
Isn't that what I was just asking?
Well, I want to hear it from you, Ebony.
The traditional role of female for me, as I can only speak for myself as a woman, I don't know what other women will do out there, but for me, I'm a traditional woman, okay? I like to cook. I like to look after my man in traditional ways. I like, but, I ask for traditional stuff because I am traditional. Okay.
Okay,
so,
Ebony, another question. What is the tradition now in the UK of females? What are they on right now? I mean, I'm just curious. Just the people, just in general. I don't want you to speak for yourself. I'm talking about the sisterhood.
Right. The sisters that I know and I surround myself with positive women. In fact,
I want to know about in general in the UK. How are the women, traditional roles of just general women, not your friends, not you.
Okay.
Just in general, I want you to answer the question and quit evading it. Right?
In general, in the UK, I would say, and I can't, it's hard to generalize, but I would say generally what I hear women saying out there is that they struggle to find men who seriously want to stay in a relationship.
No, I'm talking about not men. We're talking about females. What are women? Their roles. Females.
Well,
their roles are
to do what they have always done: look after men, give them what they need, be whatever, not be their moms, but be good partners to them. I think in the UK, women are moving away from the role of looking for marriage now, because less people are getting married, and I'm talking about sisters are moving away from that, because just like the US, I think less people are interested in long-term commitments. But there's still a lot of people who aspire, especially in the UK, say generally, a lot of people aspire, women aspire to have relationships which are one man with one man, with that person supporting them in the relationship and having good partnerships. I don't hear of women just saying, well, I just want to, take as much as I can from a man. I just want to serially date. I just want men for sex or whatever. I hear that women are trying really hard to find that guy that doesn't just want them for sex and will move on to the next one. But what I keep hearing from women is that that's all they find, okay? So on the basis of that, it's become a real competition for attention.
Listen, you aren't answering the question. Here's the question. I'll say it one more time because you're not answering. You're evading it cleverly,
okay.
My dad. Here's the question.
Oh, thank you.
What is the traditional roles of women in 2013, generally, in the U.K.? That's what I want.
Generally in the U.K. is no different.
Hold on. Okay, I'll tell you what. I will come at a man. I'll answer the question of man, traditional roles of man in the United States. I'll tell you how it is here in the United States.
Tell me what
roles.
It is.
They expect men to be some sort of a provider or at least contribute to the family household and to provide a good figure for their kids and to stick around and take care of the home, go to work, take care of your family. Those are civic stuff if you want to do that. They expect men to act like men, be a bit chivalrous, not the way they used to be, but that is the generally expected roles of man in the United States of America. And the women are expected to maybe work or stay home and take care of the kids or work part-time, be decent with money, be nurturing, supportive of men, and dress modestly, things like that. Those are the traditional.
No,
now, I want to know what are the traditional roles of women
in
the UK? I want you to answer
the
question.
The only difference is if you're a very young woman, okay, you may aspire to be the Kim Kardashian type, because we look up in the here, younger women look to the media as their role models, right? But then
you're not answering the question.
I want to say something for a minute, though.
Okay.
Outline the role of women.
The traditional
role.
Tradition
right.
means tradition.
So look after their kids, have babies,
yes.
Look after their kids, work in the home, work outside of the home as well, which is what women do here very well. Women also, a lot of women here have more than one job as women and look after children. That's very common here. Okay, I've worked for 20 years as in my own home, and I've always had two jobs.
But see, can I say something though, man?
The same. Sorry.
Yes, though, but yes, man. But see, listen, we're worried about these words. See, I like terminology. Tradition
right.
means abandon the present. See, when you keep on saying tradition, there's no. You can't say that a traditional woman who's work and that's not a traditional woman
that
I picture is someone who stays home that does not work and do that. But hold up, let's talk about these words. Provider. A father and a mother both are providers. See, we play with these words and we get them with these words. If a woman stays home and takes, she's still providing for the family. She's providing meals, time, love, and care. That's provided.
Yeah.
If a man stays home, today a woman may make more money than the man. A woman may make $110,000, he may make $80,000.
Yeah.
But after the first 6 months, he may stay home and work at home. He's still a man. He's still providing for his family.
That's
now, she may make more money than him.
It's still a provider, but see, that's non-traditional. See, we're using these terminologies that we should abandon. There's no
we cannot look at that structure no more. Yet the non-traditional that you're talking about has become the tradition.
It's now.
That's why he's asking me what is traditional. That is traditional. It's no longer the old style traditions of a woman staying at home while the man goes to work in the UK, because no one can afford to do that in an economic crisis. No one can afford to do that. There are less jobs for men as well, so more women work than men in this country. So men have had to, some have changed their roles completely. I see a lot of men actually pushing their kids out to nursery, picking them up, bringing their kids home from school, cooking. It has changed. That doesn't
mean
that a man stops being a man.
No, no, stop the same. I'll tell you why.
Exactly, exactly. He's still a man, just like a man who
was
a father. A man.
A guy that's a stay-at-home father... you know, I actually commend those guys, but that is not a traditional role of males in this country. It's not traditional roles.
Exactly.
And
he's
not.
Right. And that's the problem, right.
It's traditional.
But see,
okay?
but see, this is the problem. Us men or anybody, we need to live in the present. See, if we the problem is, and see, and when that woman makes more, she can't come home and act like she ruled that man as if men did them for many years. It's supposed to be a unique. To me, presently, there's no head of the merge. A traditional says the man is the head. No, not now. If you got a woman that has a mind and she's educated, you see what I'm saying? If I want to sell the house right now, she's a real estate agent. She wants to sell a house 2 years from now. I may have to go ahead and say, look, I may have to, because she's smarter than me in that area. She's in real estate.
Exactly.
I can't go on just because I'm a man. So what I'm saying is we have to live in the present. But I want to ask you a question. Do you expect a man to ask a woman do you expect a man to ask a woman to marry him?
Yeah.
Or,
I think that's the traditional role, but I also feel it can be reversed. A woman could ask you to marry
you. So if you wanted to get married to a man, you would not get married to him unless he asks you.
No,
why won't you ask him?
I could marry him by asking him as well. It doesn't have to be him asking me, but the problem you have, when you say actually, should it be a problem for you, the problem is if you were socialized to always believe that it was a man's role to ask you to marry him, then the problem would be if it's changed, and it's just changed by a conversation that you guys are having on a show. You know, it's not going to change the real world out there, because that expectation is still there amongst the majority of women. The majority of women out there, no matter what I say as an individual, expect that it's a man's role to ask you to marry him.
That's the problem we're having because of these roles.
Apart from when
I want to address this. What Michael is saying,
February,
he didn't say how
not.
To get there, so I will. He talks about living in the present. The only way one can live in the present is to be able to communicate the present. And if there's poor communication, which there is, if people are just going by tradition. Tradition was a set of standards that were known by the people who practiced it, not by the people who are far removed from it and who are flying by the seat of their pants. So what has to happen? See, what women have done is taken an entitlement and a control mentality as opposed to a cooperative mentality. And that's why I recommend to American men and American black men particularly is to get their asses up and go to areas where women are socialized to have more respect for men. Because all they're going to do is fight with these women. It's unproductive. And that's my only point. And then you've got
to
get
rid
of...
According to you, they always going to win anyway.
But then you reach men who can't see a conclusion, because all they're going to do is just, circle the wagon. They're not going to really implement anything, because their basic issue is drama. They live in drama. A real man wants to solve a problem and move on with life.
And that's one of the core issues, the core problems that we have, is that men,
is
that women...
is that women today are very, very combative, no matter what.
Yeah.
There's hardly any harmony, and there should be more harmony. That what Rich is talking about is one of the core problems, regardless of whether you're going to have a traditional marriage, traditional relationship, or a non-traditional relationship. And it is because of feminism, and that's the problem. Well, like again, could repeat it. The thing is, we have to get to that core. We have to solve it. And it's not because people are going to be pigeonholed into being a man or a woman. There has to be mutual reciprocation and mutual respect based upon the right reasons. And the reasons that
needs to be open dialogue between us, because
I think
you guys stay in your borders and you're saying, you know, women are this, women are that, you know, we can't talk to them, we're emotional, we're all the other things. Yes, we are, because we're different. The truth is, we're not the same as men.
You're not different. That's wrong. You're dead wrong.
That's wrong. Listen. The most biggest lie that you can ever say is that women are more emotional than men. Women are not more emotional than men. We just handle our emotions
differently.
That's the biggest lie that you can ever say. And y'all been getting away with it forever.
Y'all
are more emotional. Women ain't no more emotional than no men.
We do handle our emotions differently in intimacy, right?
But you're not more emotional than we are.
You handle them differently. Yeah, you guys are allowed a greater freedom of demonstration of your emotions than we are. But look here, feminism changed the structure of the male-female dynamic. But what it did is it changed the structure, but it gave women options and rights, but no accountability. So they could end up saying, I want, I want, I want, but not I'm going to do for that which I want. So it's a very, very narcissistic paradigm shift. And so what we're saying is, now my position is men, and I'm not just myself, if it was just limited to me, and hopefully we can move past this, it wouldn't be an issue. This is a, what do you call, catastrophe. And so my encouragement to men is stop practicing insanity. These women don't even want to talk about the legitimate issues. They're not interested. Because they feel they have the upper hand. So what men are going to have to do...
I don't feel you always get women to talk about the issues. What you guys have to do is lead by example. And it's relationship by relationship. And, you know,
Wait a minute. I agree with you. This is the example, though, Princess, is to leave these American women alone and get women from other areas who are more cooperative. That's the example. I agree with you. I can't say that.
That's a cop-out.
I can't say that.
Your women,
but I was
going to
say
that. Why would you leave your women to go for women that are in another place in the world, okay? You know,
because
like,
those
you know,
women are better socialized to be cooperative and not combative.
Well, you know, deal with the devil that you know that is right in front of you. And I would say, okay, if you need, and I seriously believe that women can be led, okay? If we like a man, let me tell you something. I don't care if they're American women or where they're from, right? If a woman is into you, she will do pretty much anything you want her to do, okay? If a woman is into
you. But I don't want a woman like that. But see, I don't want a woman like that. I want someone, I don't want a woman like that. You see what I'm saying? But see, I talk to women all the time. And a woman's going to try to tell me that if a man was cheating, and these are church people too, because I can hear it coming out their mouth, because I'm going to say it's tradition. She said, if a man cheats on me and I forgive him, I'm going to give him a set of rules that he's going to have to follow to show me that he's a changed man. I said, ma'am, if you do that, you're controlling him. You're trying to change his image. Women are trying to change his men's image. You see what I'm saying? But Mr. Solution, no one is going to be, no person is going to, if I get a list and I say my perfect woman must have all these 10 things, no one in this world is going to have those, Mr. Solution. So
what's your point? What's the relevancy of that point? I don't see the
you will always be searching if you're looking for this perfect woman. You'll always be searching and be lonely.
Okay, wait a minute.
See,
I see what you're saying now. No one said that. You pulled that out of your own head.
No, right, but okay.
Out
so
of your
right,
head,
the,
you
the
made
way
that
you
up.
Come
I
out
didn't
is
that.
That
Okay, okay. I never said you didn't say that. Okay.
About that. I
okay.
didn't say that. You misconstrued what was said.
Okay, I misconstrued. I apologize.
Because all I said is, look, there's a fundamental, but it's okay. There's a fundamental issue that has to be
I said that because you're saying American, you can't find that woman in America. You got to go to a foreign land. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said that, Mr. Solution.
Michael,
that's all.
Not just me. Most men. Most men. That's why there are more single people than married people. So all I'm saying is one of the sine qua nons of the essential essence of having a relationship is to be open to a relationship, to be open to communicating. Communicating is the essence of a relationship and performance for Joe, you know, communicating and performing per that communication. And what American women are saying by their actions, I'm not willing to cooperate with you. I'm not willing to perform. I'm here as a nemesis, as a combatant.
All right, you want to perform too?
No. We're going to end it right there because that's a perfect segue into the show tomorrow, Resentment of One. So, yeah, that's perfect right there. We'll end it right there.
all right, Eric, you're the man.
Well, you know, y'all, boy, I tell you, y'all make for a great show. I love y'all. But, you know, as I always do, let y'all get your last words in. And we're going to start with the lady in the room, Miss Ebony. Your final words, darling. Ebony, are you there? Uh-oh. Okay. Michael? I'm getting shut down. Hello? Hello? Okay. Michael, you there?
No, this ain't Mike.
Okay. Who is this, Chef Rob?
Yeah, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. All right, since I got you, you ain't participate, but go ahead, give me a couple of last-minute words.
I don't know how I should take that. Oh, I just could turn to you now.
Nobody else right now. Go ahead.
No, it was an interesting conversation, but I just the thing I wasn't hearing is, hey, where's the compromise? I kept hearing everybody push their side, but it's like, just go ahead and let's listen to what the other side has to say before we go ahead and shut the other side down.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. I like that. Mm-hmm. All right. Michael, you there? Okay, Mr. Solution.
Oh, yeah. No, I just think, just looking at the whole panoply of, you know, of differences that men have, I can see why there can be no agreement, because men are confused about just the fundamentals of dating. So men are going to have to get some clarity on what they want and at least a reasonable process for men and women to engage. And this is going to have to be men alone. Just leave women out of it. Women can obviously contribute at a subsequent point, but men are going to have to collect their own thoughts and decide what the hell they want from women in a healthy relationship.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Solution, and always the lead council member. Appreciate it. You have a great day. Go and get your workout on now.
You too. Thanks.
All right. Okay. Let's see. Ebony, are you back yet? No, I guess not. She may be gone. Michael, you there? Okay. All right. Well, I guess that's it, y'all. You know, once again, we've covered many topics, many facets of relationships today. It's from the male point of view. And it's always good to have a woman's point of view. So I want to send a special shout out to Ebony. Ebony Empress, you know, because, you know, her input made the show even better. I want to thank Mr. Solution, Michael, Rob, let's see, who else? Double Up Goofy, Pianki, everybody who called in today, and also my guests in the chat room, Baba Truth, Green Beasley, Stanley. Of course, Stanley didn't say much today. But anyway, I want to thank everybody, because without y'all, the show wouldn't be good. Check this out, though. I'm, you know, With the day being Martin Luther King's birthday, it's amazing. Well, his day we set aside for him. You know, it's amazing that even now in 2013, you know, we still can't get along with each other, man. Not even as husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend, or nothing. And that's a sad thing. That really is. That's sad. But you know what? As long as we keep talking and getting the dialogue open, I think we'll make some things happen here. Yes, we will. If I got anything to do with it. Because like I said before, y'all, you know, if some of you were offended, I do apologize. But this is an adult show, and we going to bring it like we need to. So I do apologize if any of your feelings were hurt. But, hey, we got to do what we got to do. All right, tomorrow's show is Resentment of One. Hey, I know y'all going to be ready for that one. Basically, going to pick up where we left off right here. But until then, don't forget, stop by my Facebook page. Let's talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. Leave me a comment. You know, say hey, goodbye, or something. You know, if you got an idea for a topic on the show, just leave me a little note there, and I'll make it happen. All right, well, tomorrow, y'all. 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, I will be here, and I hope to see all of you here with me, because you know what? Without y'all, I don't have a show, and that's for real. But until tomorrow, make sure you give that special someone a hug, kiss, tell them you love them, you appreciate them. Hey, men, go home and cook for your wife tonight. Hey, surprise her. You never know what may happen. But until tomorrow, y'all have a good one, and I'm out of here. Talk, please, talk, please, talk, please, talk, please, talk.